ladies and gentlemen, shall we stand and welcome to the podium the leader of the Progressive Labour Party, the Bermuda Progressive Labour Party, the Honourable Paul A. Cox, JPMP.
Good evening, everyone. Madam Premier, on behalf of the Progressive Labour Party, please accept this bouquet as an appreciation for all that you do and will continue to do as our party leader. Thank you.
Please be seated. To the Deputy Premier, the Honourable Derek Vaughan Burgess, to Ministers of the Government, to Members of the Parliamentary Group, to the Party Executive, and to you who are here tonight. Tonight is the one-year anniversary of my election to be the party leader. I thank you for that, but I think that what's important is that as we look forward, a year has passed. A year gives you a chance to get into a rhythm. A year also allows you to understand your strengths and weaknesses, and also the weaknesses within. And it also gives you a launching pad for taking, what is it, Right Honourable David Lammy, for taking some risk and also making some bold steps. Not everything and not everyone will like it, but it will be a benchmark. Because now a year is under one's belt and it's time to move on and time to also shake it up a bit. Shake it up a bit. So I appreciate the applause, but I hope you'll continue it in the near future. So I think it's also important to note. And Secretary Clinton, if any of you have seen the recent Times, has talked about smart power. Not soft power, not hard power, but smart power. That's what's going to change and transform this country and this government. So look around at yourselves. You are smartly dressed, but you also represent what this party needs in terms of smart power. And that is what is going to take us over the edge. Let's also focus on the issue of solidarity. That's a critically important issue. It's critically important also that as a party and as a party leader, that we have people who want to stay on the train and who are prepared to work together to effect a vision, to move the train ahead with solidarity. Very important. So I think that as I have the role and the responsibility of closing out, I thought that it was important that I note the benchmark. But now let me switch gears. And no, I'm not going to be talking softly to my husband as I say the next word. But let me talk about that sweet spot. Sweet spot. A party leader has certain sweet spots. And that is when I have the opportunity and responsibility and pleasure and privilege of choosing to acknowledge those who have helped this party, particularly over this last year. They've had a job to do, not always been a pleasant job. It's not always been a job that has made them the most popular, but it's been a job that has been required to be done. And they have put their heads down and got on and done it. So there are going to be two awards. The first is the Leader's Cup Award. And this year, Minister Raban, just like it was when you and I got it and shared it, long before we were in government, and we got it under the auspices of the then venerable L.F. Wade. I have decided and determined that there are two people who have worked assiduously on behalf of this party and whom I have decided to give the Leader's Cup. And I have actually gone into my pocket so that they each can walk away with something tonight, even though there is one Leader's Cup. And I'd like to, in his absence, I recognize the absence of the party organizer, Mr. Owen Darrell. But who is here tonight, I'd like to call up, who is going to also be the joint beneficiary, is young Mr. Curtis Williams, our party PR. Tonight. So I'd like to thank you all for being here. We have had some wonderful, wonderful musical tributes. I'm not going to trespass on the chairman's remit in terms of giving the vote of thanks, but I certainly have been energized and uplifted by the musical tidbits we've had. I want to thank those who always continue to come out to support in terms of their talents. I want to also say to you, I appreciate that you have come out and I've seen new faces. I don't think I'm giving away anything when I say this is probably going to be the last banquet before the blessed event, but I want to say thank you for being here and good night.